following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the different Purina makes and feed it right along.
And, of course, the other birthday happens tomorrow, the 10th. That would be Tuesday, the 10th. And, unfortunately, still living and celebrating yet another of the many, many, many birthdays that he continues to celebrate is the big fat, big fatty, fat ass over at BigFattyOnline.com. He is celebrating his 112th birthday. So to Miss Wes Stone, ever lovely, ever young, ever beautiful, and to you old wrinkled fat thing, happy birthday to both of you.
Should we sing?
All right, we could sing.
Yeah, let's sing. Kill the music.
Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And unfortunately, still living.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 920 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 10th of August, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Yo, it's Wednesday, that means Big Fatty can open all the gift ads. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely! Hello, Gushies! Hi, everyone, I hope your hump day is going well. Yo, believe it or not, Big Fatty hits the double nickels today. Big Fatty, lovely, just lovely. It's always nice to hit a speed limit age. And, y'all, I gotta tell you something. You heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, the old gal, and by the way, we've got lots of voice letters to get to today, too. And, y'all, I don't know that we're gonna get to everything, but we're going to give it the old college try. Because, you know, y'all, the older you get, the more you slow down. So, anyway. But, y'all, I gotta read something that the old gal sent to me. And y'all, by the way, wasn't it nice to hear a little snark? It was nice to hear a little snark. That was from last year, y'all. And, you know, that was back when there was some snark. But, you know, there's no snark anymore. Oh, dear Gussie, But, y'all, let me go over here and find, where is the thing from the old gal? Trash. it said, The old gal sent me a voice letter, and she says, "Happy birthday, dear one! We adore you, Vera and Myron." And it says, "P.S. Never talking about your birthday is just as bad as talking about it incessantly." So, anyway, but y'all, you know, it's all good. It's all good, but y'all, the first thing I wanted to say is to Perfetti. You know, Perfetti sent me the Wobblers music from the Amazon. Y'all, I couldn't find it, and I couldn't figure out what y'all found it. I found it. So, Perfetti, thank you so much for that. And y'all, I'm going to open a couple of these packages and cards. By the way, y'all, earlier today I went by the P.O. Box.
Make a wish.
Now, y'all, I know that there are other things coming because I've been giving the heads up to Big Fatty be on the lookout for something. But, y'all, at the P.O. Box today, there was a card. There was a card from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. But, y'all, I'm going to going to open a few of these things, and then I'm going to play some voice letters that I've received, and then we'll come back and open some others. You know, this is the nice thing about recording early is that you get to open your birthday cards and packages early, and y'all, then you get to do it on your birthday also, because you're not going to be able to get it all done in 20 minutes. And you know, we're not going to go over 20 minutes. Y'all, as I mentioned, Perfetti, I found the music of the Wobblers, and y'all, this one, and I'm going to be opening these in the order in which they were received. And y'all, of course, Miss Bacon, you know, she sent me a picture of this card about a month before she put it in the mail. She says, "Do not open this card until the 10th of August," but y'all, it's close enough. And so, y'all, I'm going to open it right now. And it's in a blue envelope. Y'all, she's written all over the back of it. What has she written all over the... "Do not open until you're exiting of the birth canal day." Y'all, I'm sure the post office love reading that. Y'all, there's a picture of a baby bottle. And y'all, the milk is dripping out of the nipple. And it says, "On this day, many years ago," and y'all, then she's gotten ugly. She's just written in there, "Many, many, many years ago, your mother went through hours of labor to deliver you." Oh, dear Gussie. "And lo and behold, you exited the birth canal." Maybe she should be getting this card. "All you did was show up and have been arriving ever since. Valga, happy birthday. All my best. From one fatty to another, Kathy Bacon." Y'all, and then it says here, $5 for past due handling fees. Sorry, I only had dirty ones." Y'all, I don't know what that means. Dear Gussie! And y'all, then there's a little gift ad in here. But y'all, I've been asked not to announce what it is on the show. Oh, big fatty! So, well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. You are so sweet. Should I have not announced it that there was a gift at? Well, maybe there's just these five what do you call these, dollar bills? Yes, Big Fatty. Nothing else. Just a card and five $1 bills. That's it. Move forward. So, anyway, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open. Thank you, Miss Kathy. You're awfully sweet. Y'all, I'm going to open the box from Moose P. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. And y'all, we're just going to see what he has put in here. Y'all, I had the scissors right here because I knew I would be needing the scissors today. And dear Gussie, and y'all, he's taped it up as bad as the skull. As bad as the skull, y'all, he must have used a roll of tape. Y'all, I hope it's not the remainder of the roll of tape, because there won't be very much left on it. And y'all, I probably should have untape this, because y'all, this is taking forever, and I know how exciting it is to listen to people open their gift ads. Oh, y'all, there's pink tissue paper inside. How lovely. So y'all, and let's just see what it is. You open the pink tissue paper. Oh, y'all, there's a card. Oh, and there's a little oh Lord, there's something else in there too. Y'all, let's just open the card and see what it says. Y'all, there's a purple card. Y'all, and it's a picture of that old woman. What's her name? Gladys Vera. And it says, "Another birthday. Well, look in the mirror. Do you see wrinkles? Do you see gray hairs? Of course you don't. Oh, dear Gussie, your eyesight's gone. Hope you have a very happy birthday, Moose P." And y'all, then there is a... Y'all, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty loves us. And y'all, today is the discount day at the Brugger's Bagels. Y'all, there's a gift card for the Brugger's Bagels from Moose P. Moose P, you are awfully sweet to do that. You know Big Fatty will fill up on carbs. And y'all, then also in here, y'all, there's a hat. There is a hat, oh Lord, and it says, "Maybe this will be as good as a coupon at the Vons East." And y'all, I can't wait to see what this is. It says, y'all, it says, "Don't forget my senior discount." Oh Lord. And y'all, it is custom embroidery. Oh, that's lovely, Moose P. Thank you so much. That is just lovely. And y'all, there's all kinds of pretty tissue paper and everything, but don't forget my senior discount. Oh, Lord, y'all, I'll have to get a picture of that. Maybe I'll take that to Vegas. Who you never know about these things, y'all. You just never know. Now, y'all are more open. I tell you what. I have got some things from my straight boyfriend in the Ark, Nort, and for my straight boyfriend, Phil. That's my domestic straight boyfriend, and then that card from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I tell you what, let's just take a little break right here and listen to some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be lovely.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. Don't play this voice message until Wednesday, August 10th. Okay, so stop it right now and replay it. You should have stopped it. You shouldn't be listening to me right now. Anyway, all right, here it is for August 10th. Happy birthday to you. Okay, that's for Wes. It's a belated one. Even though I called his show and wished him a happy birthday, I wanted to call yours and wish him a happy birthday a day late. All right, happy birthday, Wes. On August 10th. Happy birthday, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, that is that Miss Kathy Bacon. Y'all, that was that voice letter that I started yesterday, and y'all had to stop it. No, stop it, Big Fatty. Stop it. So, anyway, but y'all, you know, I mentioned that I'm the next packages that I've got are from my straight boyfriend, Nort, over there in the Ark, and from my domestic straight boyfriend, Phil, out there in Oregon. But y'all, guess who sent me a voice letter first?
Hey, buddy, it's me. Happy birthday, you're a beautiful man. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, by the way, hello, Gussies. That was Big Fatty's idea. So, you know, we'll just have to see if that one plays out or not. But, y'all, that was straight Bob all the way from the future. Y'all, I don't know if he actually called me on my birthday. Y'all, oh, and then I got it the day before, and then he heard it the day after or something like that. Y'all, I get all confused when it gets to all that. But y'all, he was not the only straight boyfriend that called. No, Big Fatty, there were more.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Phil in Oregon. Yes, I am straight. You're one funny sumbitch. Hey, hope you have a wonderful birthday. I think the listener should be called. This is a play on BFO. I think we should be called buffoons. I like it. Happy birthday. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I believe that is the first time that Phil in Oregon, my domestic straight boyfriend, has called the show. And y'all, that's just, my straight boyfriend, straight Bob down there in the future, you know, he calls me a beautiful man. And then Phil in Oregon, my domestic straight boyfriend, calls me a funny sumbitch. And y'all, and he wants me to call all of y'all buffoons. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. So, Phil, thank you so much for calling, and I've got your package right here. We're going to open it in just a moment. But first, we have got a call coming in from Mexico. Yes, Big Fatty.
I hope this time it won't be a crappy line so that you can say, hello, crappies. Or should it be, hello, creepies? Well, anyway, happy exiting of the Kitty Gatties canal of the unicorns. And thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Hat M from the what is that show called? It was The Broom Closet. Y'all, I gotta say this, and I mean this with all of my heart. When folks like Straight Bob and Had M and anyone who call and Scotty and anyone who calls from overseas, and actually anyone that calls, period, but especially when you're calling from overseas, I understand there are charges involved here. And y'all, it really means a lot to me, and I am very grateful. Well, I'm grateful to hear from everybody, but y'all, specifically to have folks all over the world take the time to call and all, it's just lovely. And y'all, sometimes they call back. Yes, McFaddy?
Did I say happy exiting of the Kitty Catty's birth canal of the unicorns? How do I re-listen to these voiced letters? Okay, bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Thank you, Had M, for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know that you and Mr. Zed are very busy honking the bobo and everything. Baby, please! But anyway, thank you, Hattie. I mean, I still don't understand about the kitty exiting of the kitty cat canal of the rainbow unicorn. But I'm just going to write it off to Mexican. And y'all, speaking of Mexicans, this next caller is not a Mexican. No, Big Fatty.
Well, Big Fatty, you made another trip around the sun. You've managed to go through 365 days of productivity and making the world a better place. And once again, you and I are the same age. Ancient. Happy birthday, you big, fat, sweet, lovable southern boy. And here's a chorus of happy birthday from your favorite kind of animal. Imagine the cute little picture that goes along with the song. Love you, fat ass. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, were they electrocuting? It sounded like they were electrocuting those kitty cats to sing the happy birthday song to Big Fatty. That's lovely. Well, thanks to the old gal, and it's lovely to be your age again. It's nice to hit a speed limit again. Yes, it is. Y'all, our next caller celebrated an exiting of the birth canal yesterday on the 9th. Yes, Big Freddy, who is it? Can we guess?
Estas son las añadidas que cantamos a ti. Por conciencia de tu santo se las cantamos a ti.
Greetings from the Hacienda. This is Dr. Stone giving you a call to wish you a happy birthday. And you're probably wondering what the music is for. Well, it's the Mexican traditional birthday song called La Mañanitas. And that's how we do it out in the Hacienda here in Mexico. Hope you're having a good one. Happy birthday.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I did not know that Dr. Stone was in Mexico also, but y'all, you never know, you know, life changes. Now, y'all, my last call today is from none other than my grandson. Oh, dear Gussie, from my grandson. Y'all, let's get it in before the little show ends. Yes, Big Fatty?
Hey, Grand Fatty. It's your grandson, Steven, from Wisconsin. I know you don't necessarily enjoy celebrating or commemorating it on your little show, but I did want to wish you a happy birthday. You are one of the sweetest, kindest, gentlest, at least outside of the sling room, and wisest people I know. You deserve every bit of the goodness that comes your way. I love you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, is there any sweeter way than to hear that angelic voice? Any sweeter way to end today's little show? I bet y'all have still got packages to open, and y'all, and cards and all, and y'all, you know, just to hear that sweet angelic voice say one more time.
And unfortunately, still living.
Oh, not that angelic voice.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.